AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. The mayor of Baltimore wants answers about police policies after a man died after being in police custody.
This is a horribly tragic incident, and I'm determined to get to the bottom of it.
Mayor Stephanie Rawlings-Blake says she is aware of the frustration in Baltimore following the death of Freddie Gray.
There is a process, and we have to respect that process.
There will be a demonstration tomorrow in Baltimore. Freddie Gray's funeral is Monday. The Statue of Liberty was closed and had to be evacuated.
The Statue of Liberty and the park on which the monument is located were ordered evacuated after the discovery of what is said to be a suspicious package around 12:30 in the afternoon. Tourists were herded onto ferries to make the short journey off the 14-acre island. Battery Park in Manhattan is a mile and a half away. Jersey City, New Jersey is just 2,000 feet from Liberty Island. The New York City police sent harbor units to the island. The National Park Service said a security sweep was underway. The island shut down for nearly a year after being damaged by Superstorm Sandy, has been open since July of 2013. Warren Levinson, New York.
Getting word the National Park Service has a 911 call said a bomb threat had been made against the Statue of Liberty. Police in Italy entered the house of suspected Islamic extremists as they issued arrest warrants for 18 suspects, including two purported bodyguards for Osama bin Laden, who allegedly staged attacks in Pakistan and plotted a 2010 attack at the Vatican. 9 people have been arrested. Today is Attorney General Eric Holder's last day in office. He said goodbye to Justice Department staff.
50 years from now, and maybe even sooner than that, people are going to look back at the work that you all did and say that this was another golden age. That's how good you all are.
Loretta Lynch is expected to be sworn in as Holder's replacement as Attorney General on Monday. Stocks are higher. The Dow is up about 12 points. This is AP Radio News. The Pentagon says tensions have lessened over some Iranian ships heading toward Yemen. Vessels have been turned away.
The Pentagon had said it's possible the ships were carrying advanced weapons to Houthi rebels in Yemen, and several U.S. warships were off the Yemeni coast watching. But in the past day, the Iranian vessels have reversed course in the Arabian Sea.
They're traveling north and east
in the direction of Iran, though Colonel Steve Warren here at the Pentagon will not say that.
I don't know what they're doing. All I know is that they're traveling northeast.
Warren does say the reversal has lessened tension over the ship's intent.
I think it's fair to say that this appears to be a de-escalation.
Sagar Meghani at the Pentagon.
In Tennessee, the state has agreed to let a couple give their child the surname of their choice. The state initially refused to give the child the last name Saber, S-A-B-R, a combination of both parents' last names. I'm Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.